This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Nandu Desai, who's the Director of Product Management at Pronto Networks. Welcome to Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about an agreement that was just reached between Pronto Networks and Sprint. Why don't you tell us the basic elements of that agreement?
The gist of the agreement was that we signed a bilateral roaming agreement with Sprint so that Sprint customers, there would be Sprint Wi-Fi customers that would have Sprint clients on their laptops or some other way to get on Sprint net, some other subscription through Sprint, they would be able to come to a Pronto hotspot and sign on using and get on the network using their Sprint credentials. And similarly, Pronto customers, Pronto has about 70-odd WISPs. Out of that, I think about the 10 of them have signed up for this so far.
Right.
And those customers can go to Sprint locations as well and get on the network using their Pronto credentials. So in that sense, this is a bilateral agreement, and it should benefit both Sprint as well as Pronto MSP. MSP is our managed services platform. It should benefit both subscribers on both sides.
Okay. Do you have some figures about how many people from Sprint and how many people from Pronto are going to be able to take advantage of this?
I don't have the numbers directly, because if you think about the types of plans that accounts that get handed off back and forth,
right,
not just a subscriber per se,
right,
you could have somebody who has bought a day pass or a weekly pass or a monthly pass. In our system, we give customers quite a bit of flexibility on the service plan they sign up to, in terms of whether it's a prepaid account or a subscription account, and regardless of how they purchase that access for the duration of time or data that the account is valid, they can go to the Sprint network and sign on.
Now, are Pronto network customers ISPs, or are they end users, or both?
I probably should step back and give a little bit of a background.
Please.
Yeah, so Pronto Networks essentially is a software company.
Right.
So we sell software to all kinds of service providers, some small, some large, some you never heard of, some that are fairly well known.
Right.
Now, so what happens is that when we sell our software to these customers, in some of the cases, they turn around and have us run the network for them anyway.
Right.
So this is what we call our managed services platform customers.
Right.
So in that portion of the business, shall we say?
Right.
We have close, I'm probably more than 1,000 now, locations among all these various ISPs.
Are those all in the United States or worldwide?
These are worldwide.
Okay.
And what happens is that, so these WISPs, essentially these wireless ISPs, these WISPs get into agreements with the properties and the locations, and they are the ones who do all the site surveys and set up the network, set up the location.
Right.
But what happens is, once they set up the service plans, once they set up the pricing, and by the way, because of the flexibility we give this WIS, each location could have a separate price plan, and each subscriber that gets on at any location may be paying differently for the service.
So in fact, if you're climbing up some mountain in the middle of nowhere, it's going to cost you more than if you're at a Starbucks in New York City.
Well, Starbucks in New York City is probably more expensive anyway.
Yes, all right, well.
But your point is very valid. And in fact, as an example, one of the wireless ISPs is a company called Tango Internet.
Right.
They do deploy in RV parks all over the place.
Right.
All across, I think, the southwest United States.
I'm sorry, where do they deploy?
RV parks, recreational vehicle parks.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and they do hotels as well, but they do all these RV parks as well.
Right.
And so what happens there is that they have different types of service plans. Means that if you're in an RV park, if you're in an RV park, you do not necessarily have a one-day pass. You may have a weekend pass or a 4 or 5 day pass, or
right,
whatever the deal might be that the location might decide to be the best way to serve their clientele.
Right. I don't want to digress too much, but
yeah.
This is kind of interesting. Can people who are, say, traveling across country in a recreational vehicle get a month pass and visit a different recreational vehicle parking sites and
yeah.
hook up once they get there?
Exactly. I don't know exact plan that Tango would be offering.
Right.
But yeah, in theory, this happens all the time in our network.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
So,
okay.
So now what happens is that these customers, these subscribers that have gone on to a RV park,
right.
now, even though they may have purchased a four-day plan,
right.
they could essentially go to a Sprint location
right.
and log on over there.
Right.
Okay. And then, obviously, there'd be some back office, settlement between us and Sprint.
Right. So this means, now, you said, how many of your, you say you have 1,000 locations and about 70 WISPs.
That's correct.
And you say 10 of those have signed up?
I think 10 of the biggest ones have signed up.
Okay. So, and you're open to have more of them, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this network is growing. Our MSP portion itself is, if I remember correctly, is growing about 15% per month.
And from what you've just said about this, the sharing now of access, new WISPs who want to sign up with you will have the opportunity to expand their the access for their clients into the Sprint network.
Absolutely, and that's the value of the relationship that we have signed with Sprint is that it attracts clearly our customers as well, our software customers. Our WISP, it is attractive to them because they get access to the Sprint network as well.
Okay. Say a little bit about the structure of Prior Networks. Is it's a privately held or publicly traded company?
We are a privately held company.
Now, is this likely to make it more likely that Sprint, I don't want to speculate in forward-looking statements or things that neither of us know anything about, especially me, but is this making it... is this a step on a way to possibly the acquisition of Prano by Sprint?
I would not comment on that, but the only thing I would say is that if you think about what we are actually doing,
right.
We are a software shop,
right.
and we are offering this as a service to our wireless ISP customers.
Right.
So I'm not sure that it's a logical...
next step.
But again, I should not comment on that anyway.
Okay. Now, are you providing your software for Sprint to use in any of its networks now?
No, we don't have to, right? So, similarly, that we don't have to provide our software to Sprint.
Right.
Sprint doesn't have to provide their software to us.
Right.
Roaming agreement to work. So it happens through a gateway that we have built.
Right.
We obviously for Sprint clients. Which means that they have some Sprint-specific software that's loaded on the laptop of the Sprint customer.
Right. Sprint has its own OSS, essentially. Then.
Yeah. Well, our OSS talks to their OSS. Essentially,
right.
What happens.
Right. Okay. And it goes through the gateway in either direction.
Exactly. It's bilateral.
Okay. Do you have any figures yet about how much the system is this opportunity is being taken advantage of by the Sprint and Prano customers?
I don't think I have those numbers yet.
Okay, when did this or will this go into effect?
Oh, it's already live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Particularly useful applications that you've seen where people are taking advantage of it? Any anecdotal experiences filtering in yet? Where people have how much more accessible is this going to make these networks to people?
Well, the whole point is that you give users the flexibility and the choices of getting on the network.
Right.
What we find is that customers, and including people like me, when they go to an airport, the last thing they want is to actually go and type in your credit card information every time.
Right.
So if you already have credentials at one place and that is reusable, it is actually a tremendous ease of use, tremendous benefit to the user. And it's like our cell phone. In the cell phone world, I'm a Verizon subscriber. I go to a singular network or something like that. It automatically, there's roaming agreements in the back between SBC and Verizon, and they take care of the settlements, right?
Right.
The similar concepts.
Okay. Now, from what you're saying there about cellular and versus Wi-Fi, is there much use of your network for voice over IP?
Oh, I mean, to be very honest with you, they use it for all kinds of things, and you really don't have that. I cannot say that they are using it, but I mean, it's perfectly natural that they'd use it. There's all kinds of voice over IP services available today.
So to the extent that people would want to substitute voice over IP over Wi-Fi for their cellular, they'll be able to do that everywhere that this
well,
roaming
sure
agreement works.
I'm sure they're doing it. I just can't quantify it. I mean,
right.
For example, I mean, Microsoft announced recently that through their Microsoft MSN Messenger, they're going to offer a VoIP service as well.
Right.
We would not even see that, which is because if you had Wi-Fi subscription and you logged on to the site,
right,
and it got on at the location, then you automatically you could be doing MSN Messenger, you could be doing Microsoft Explorer. We would not know.
Is this an is this an exclusive agreement, or can you do this now with other Wi-Fi providers?
Oh, I don't think it's exclusive. It doesn't make sense to be exclusive in either direction.
Right. So, why don't we wrap up by you sort of commenting on how you see this as part of the evolution of universal ubiquitous Wi-Fi as facilitated by Pronto Networks?
Well, what I would say is that Pronto Networks always believes in offering multiple choices to subscribers, multiple ways of getting on, and as many places as possible to get on. And that is what our software is structured to do. That's what we believe in. And this is just one example of making access, ubiquitous or easy for subscribers, easy for users.
Any place, anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today on Broadband Wireless Access World, and for making this significant contribution to expanding the Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thank you very much.
Okay, don't hang up, but thanks again.